This is the Hub Podcast with Louise Clark.
It's absolutely brilliant to be inviting Chef Adrian Martin back onto iRadio to have a chat. Of course, you're a top Irish chef. You're on the TV. You've released so many cookbooks. And of course, I don't know how you do it all. You've got your own restaurants as well. Thank you so much for coming on to have a chat to me here on iRadio. It's great to have you back.
You're bigging me up too much there,
not
Louise.
Not at all.
This is too much of an ego boost.
Not at all. I forgot to say proud Cavan man as well. We'll throw that in there as well.
That's the tops of them all. Absolutely.
Now, Adrian, I wanted to have a chat to you because I suppose we're kind of coming into that time of the year where hopefully we're going to be doing a lot more, you know, maybe socialising at the weekends. We might even take out the barbecue at some point and maybe blow off the cobwebs. But if you wanted to treat your friends at the weekend and maybe not spend an absolute fortune buying a takeaway, have you got any maybe fake away recipes for us that we can try? Or even, you know, if you've got ingredients in your house that you can whip up a fake away.
Yeah, I think I think what you do is you tend to pick ones that you love and that you order regularly. And that's the easiest way of finding the recipe firstly. So instead of going searching for specific fake away recipes, go towards going, all right, well, actually, what would I order this weekend? And then go from there. So I always go to, first thing I always ordered was a spice bag.
Oh yeah.
So I'd always start from there and then work my way down. So if I'm making a spice bag at home, it actually, you can do it with basically most of the ingredients that you have in your fridge. You just need a little bit of chicken. And there's a technique then with the chicken where you slice up your chicken nice and thinly, and then it's a technique called velveting. So what you do is you mix egg whites with corn flour.
Okay.
And then what you do then is you dredge the chicken. So you just place the chicken into that egg whites and corn flour and mix it around. And it creates this kind of, I don't know how you describe it, it's kind of a thick consistency. And when you fry that chicken, it's basically how you get that texture, the really crispy texture on the outside. So that's one way of doing it. Or what you can do is you can place it into that mixture, then into some flour, and then place it into your air fryer, which is a little bit healthier.
Yeah.
And air fry it for, it normally takes, I have the Ninja, my one takes 10 minutes in the air fryer with some oil spray on it. And then in the same time, then I have kind of, I tend to do baby potatoes with mine at home. So what I do is I parboil the baby potatoes, or you can buy the ones in the bag and microwave them either. And then I put everything then into a frying pan once it's finished with some spices and some peppers and garlic. A little bit of garlic is lovely. So the spices is basically Chinese five spice, lots of salt. And then if you're looking to make exactly identical to the Chinese one, they have MSG in theirs as well.
Okay.
So, I mean, it's your call. You're not going to use MSG. But that's basically the spice bag recipe. And that's about combining the potatoes. So what I do is I fry off the potatoes in a little bit of garlic with a shallot and peppers, and then mix it with the crispy chicken straight out of the air fryer. And you have this divine dish. And then take the premises then of that recipe. So then you have the potatoes and the chicken. Remove the potatoes and in the pan fry shallot and garlic and peppers again the same. And then add honey to that pan and sweet chili. And then toss your chicken into that. And then you have honey chili chicken. So there's a variant of that. Then you can do the same thing, same chicken, basically. And I'm giving you one pan for all these here. So instead of honey chili chicken, so you've got a spice bag, you've got honey chili chicken. Then you move on to, say, I don't know, black bean chicken, which is just basically like a nice black bean sauce. So it's black beans, some teriyaki and soy sauce and garlic together as well. So then you mix the chicken into that sauce also. And then I kind of work my way through them. And then that's kind of it for that. The other ones that I kind of tend to order, Louise, is I always kind of go for noodle dishes. I used to love Wagamama. And I love this dish that they used to have, which was like a noodle dish, very similar to Dan Dan noodles, which is like crunchy peanut chicken with this lovely kind of hoisin sauce and noodles together. So what I tend to do is I do a variant of this at home where I finely dice chicken. So like this is where you cook off your chicken breast firstly. And then what you do then is you dice it really, really small, and then you mix that with the chicken with hoisin sauce, and then it's just into a pan to kind of go nice and sticky. Love and then that. I make a sauce then with lime juice, garlic, ginger, and peanut butter, and it's kind of like a sauce that's heated to coat over the chicken. And then I have noodles then, so I use udon noodles for this one, but you can use rice noodles, yeah. They're fine as well, and pak choi. So you have this lovely kind of combination of a lovely noodle dish, and it reminds me all the time of Wagamama every time I make it.
Oh, I love that. Yeah, I remember even when I lived in Dublin, I was always going to Wagamama as well. It's brilliant. And I love the fact that, you know, you can have your friends around. It's not going to cost you an absolute fortune to kind of go, look, here's a recipe that we're going to try this weekend, or even if it's for your family or your friends or your housemates, you know, that you kind of get back into the kitchen and just start experimenting. You've mentioned so many recipes there. What's your favourite one yourself to cook?
My favourite, I do love making Massaman curry.
Oh, nice.
I adore that recipe because it's just one that Maria, my partner, she loves to eat. And Maria's vegetarian, pescatarian, so she eats fish. So we tend to do a lot of prawns and kind of potato variants of it. And it's just basically, I'll be very honest with you, we buy the Thai gold paste because it's so cheap. And then instead of having to make your own paste, and then we just add coconut milk to it, and then water chestnuts.
Oh,
so like water chestnuts are lovely and crunchy, and then potatoes, just parboiled potatoes, and then serve it with some rice. I always tend to go for the glutinous rice. If you're ever in Asia market, get yourself some Thai sticky rice. Oh my gosh, it's different. It's next level rice, like genuinely. It's
amazing.
So nice. Yeah.
Put that on the list.
Yeah, and you'll see, you can buy like big bags of it, Louise. It's like Thai glutinous rice, it says. It's just, when you cook it, it's like real stodgy. It's just unusual, but it's gorgeous.
Oh, you're giving us so many like bits and pieces now to try and get into the kitchen and start making stuff. Of course, Adrian, if people want to check you out, if they want to catch you on the TV, or even if they want to have a look at, you know, any of the recipes that you've already shared, where is the best place that people can go to check out all your resources?
Oh, I think Instagram is great. So Chef Adrian M, and you can kind of veer from there. So I have my website linked on that, which is Chef Adrian. All the recipes that I do are all on there. And we have a new book coming out this year. Actually, I must mention it, in May. Myself and Kai have a new
Amazing.
Book coming out together. So it's going up for pre-order now at the end of this week. So there you go.
Amazing. Yeah. Love that. And if people haven't checked out your gorgeous videos along with Kai, they definitely should, because they put a smile on anybody's face. You've definitely got a young chef in the making.
Yeah. Well, I don't know. Yeah, he loves just watching. He adores it. He's the best. Yeah, honestly. No, thank you.
Brilliant. Chef Adrian Martin, thank you so much for joining us here on iRadio. I really appreciate it. And we'll look forward to catching up with you and having a chat all about your new book very, very soon.
Thanks, Louise. Take care.
The Hub Podcast with Louise Clark.